I'm Charlotte Kniep. You know, we're all a little or a lot lazy sometimes, but every once in a while we do need to take a break from the hectic pace that life can throw at us. But what do we do if we know that our laziness has become more of a lifestyle habit rather than an occasional indulgence? Heavenly Father placed us on the earth to learn by doing, and He wants us to be productive. But we're also human, and laziness is a natural tendency that we can all have from time to time. From my own experience, I know that when I indulge in laziness more often than I should, I feel pretty crummy at the end of the day, especially if I've just laid around the house and looked on my phone and I haven't really accomplished anything. That's not a feeling that I want to keep in my life. Well, according to an author on habits, Charles Duhigg, he says that good habits like productivity and bad habits like laziness all follow the same pattern. He said, quote, "At the core of every habit is a neurological loop with three parts, a cue, a routine, and a reward. To understand how to create habits such as exercise habits, you must learn to establish the right cues and rewards," close quote. So, for example, a cue that you might have would be your alarm going off in the morning, and a bad routine that would follow it could be something like grabbing your phone and scrolling through social media for several minutes instead of getting up and getting ready or exercising or reading your scriptures for the day. And when you indulge in that lazy habit after the cue, your reward is that temporary pleasure of instant gratification that you get when you look at your phone. However, if you were to retrain your mind to replace that lazy routine after you hear your cue with a more productive one, you would get more lasting happiness and more benefits throughout the day. So we need to first figure out what our cues are that signal us that, hey, it's time to be lazy now. This is what you can be doing with your time. And instead, we need to give ourselves some different, more productive options to pursue instead when we hear or we feel those cues. So something that I did when I realized that I was spending way too much time on social media, and as a result of that, becoming really unhappy, was that I wrote down a list in my phone of the things that I could be doing when I really had nothing pressing to do. So I told myself that I could read a book or a magazine. I could call a friend or a family member. I could watch a YouTube tutorial on hand lettering, which is a skill that I've always wanted to learn how to do. I could work on a screenplay that I've been working on for about a year now. I could go for a run, or I could try out a new recipe for dinner. Now, these are the suggestions that worked for me, and there's probably several different ideas of creative, wonderful, productive things that you could do that would be inspiring to you instead of being lazy. And I would really encourage you to think of those things and write them down. In 2010, President Henry B. Eyring of the LDS First Presidency gave a talk on the importance of being diligent and productive. He said this about the purpose of our lives, quote, "It is to learn what the Lord expects of you, make a plan to do it, act on your plan with diligence, and then share with others how your experience changed you and blessed others," close quote. So if we break that down, if we break President Eyring's formula down, it's that if we want to be more diligent and purposeful with our time on earth, we first need to pray and ask the Lord what He wants us to do, ask Him how you could be spending your time better, and then write down the ideas and the impressions that you receive from Him. Second, we need to take those goals or those accomplishments that He inspired us with and break them down into easy, manageable steps. It's important that you don't have to accomplish everything all at once. You don't have to accomplish a goal even very quickly. You just have to make progress and write down a little roadmap for yourself with small, manageable steps that will help you get to that goal. Third, we need to have faith and begin our plans of action. And then fourth, you need to tell other people what your goals and plans are and how you plan to achieve them so that they can hold you accountable. And through that, you may also inspire them to be more productive with their time. Well, if you'd like to learn more about productivity and wise ways to spend your time, there are several blog posts on this topic available at mormonchannel.org/blog. And if you are going to check out our blog today, I would recommend that you also look up the quote of the day. And there's a beautiful free design of that quote that you can download for your computer. And it's from Sister Joy D. Jones. And she said, quote, "Never compare your worst to somebody else's best," close quote. I think that's especially true in our social media age. We see people traveling and having perfect hair and makeup and seemingly happy all the time when we're feeling kind of crummy. But the truth is, we are all on a different journey. We're all on a different trajectory. If we're doing what the Lord wants us to do, we can have confidence that everything in our lives will work out exactly the way that they're supposed to. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.